Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Ayin Zayin, Erevin 77. Today's Daf Yomi, we start on the last line on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis on 76b, where our Mishnah had taught that if there is a wall between two courtyards, and if this wall is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, then the people of both courtyards could eat fruit that is on top of the wall, but they would not be allowed to take down the fruit from their wall to each of their courtyards. But let's say, says our Gemara, that's what our Mishnah taught. So let's say our Gemara says, Ein bo arba mai. Let's say there is not even 4 tefachim wide on top of the wall. What would be the law under those circumstances? So it says, Amarav, avir shte reshuyos shalet dispo. And under those circumstances, since the top of the wall is not going to be considered its own domain, it's going to be considered nullified between to each of the two courtyards on either side. And so since under these circumstances, the wall itself is going to be 10 tefachim high, it's knocking off, it's making a partition between the two courtyards. And so therefore, each place is going to be prohibited via the other one. And so therefore, lo yaziz bo afilu mo'nima, a person cannot move anything, even one drop on the top of the courtyard. So even though you have this fruit on top of the courtyard, you can't even move it one bit. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says on the top of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, on top of 77a, Elu Malin Mikan V'Ochen V'Elu Malin Mikan V'Ochen, that under these circumstances where the top is less than 4 tefachim wide, each one can bring up from the bottom of the courtyard to the top of the courtyard, to the top of the wall and eat it. Because since the top of the courtyard is not 4 tefachim, it's considered a makom patur. And that is the law, that it's going to be nullified by each of the courtyards on the side for leniency, that you could bring up food to it. So the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah, because what do we say in our Mishnah? Tanan, elu olen mikan v'ochen, ve'elu olen mikan v'ochen. That these people can bring up the... If that, and we're talking about a place that is 4 tefachim wide, that under these circumstances, these people can go up and eat, and these people can go up and eat if it is 4 tefachim wide. So under those circumstances, that olin, that if the food is up there, they'd be allowed to eat under those circumstances. Olin in, malin lo, that they're not allowed to bring up food. So why is Rabbi Yochanan allowing to bring up food from the courtyard to the kotel in a place where it's less than 4 tefachim? So the Gemara says, yeah, well, this is what Rabbi Yochanan would say. Hachikamar, yesh bo arba arba. If there's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, then under those circumstances, olin in, malin lo, then under those circumstances, you're allowed to go up to the roof, to the top of the wall and eat it, but you can't bring anything up. However, embo arba arba malin nami. But if there's not 4 by 4 tefachim, then you're even allowed to bring something up. Then that's what Rabbi Yochanan is teaching. Follows the Rabbi Yochanan l'tameh. Rabbi Yochanan follows his position. The Kiyasa Rav Dimi, because when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Makom She'ein Bo Arba Arba, let's say you have a place which is less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and that is standing in the public, between the public domain and the private domain, and so therefore it's not big enough. We're going to consider that that place is like a makom patur, and therefore, since it's a makom patur, mutar of nei reshus haram of nei reshus hayachid l'kaseif alav, and a person can put something down to rest in this place. You can rest on it, you can rest a package, ubavad shelo yachlifu, as long as he doesn't transfer it from the public domain to the private domain or vice versa. So you see, that's the position of Rabbi Yochanan. And so therefore, so to here, he's allowing you to carry the food up to this place as long as you don't transfer it to the other courtyard. Even though we're separated by two private domains, you're allowed to bring the food up to it as long as you don't transfer it. So the Gemara says, V'rav Weisley, the Rav Dimi, does Rav not agree with this position that you're allowed to put something down in this place which is not a private domain or a public domain because it's not the requisite size? The Gemara says, no, Rav would agree with it. If it's separating you from a public domain to a private domain where you're biblically not allowed to transfer anything, then Rav would actually say, you would be allowed to put it into the Makom Patur, like Rav Dimi taught in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. However, here, what are we talking about? Here, we're ironically talking about two private domains from one one private domain to another private domain. And it's the rabbis who just said that you're not allowed to transfer from one private domain to the other unless there is a common Erev or a way that you can combine the two courtyards. However, even though we might think, okay, well, so in one case it's from a public domain into a private domain, and there you're allowed to put something down on this Makom Patur in between as long as you don't transfer it from one to the other. So for sure, and that's a biblical prohibition to transfer from a private domain to a public domain or vice versa. So we might have said for sure, where it's from one private domain to another private domain, for sure you should be allowed to put it down in the Makom Patur. But the Rav would be of the position that no, you can't do it. Why? Chachamim asu chizuku devrem yoser mishal Torah. The Chachamim made a strengthening for their words even more than the biblical law. So even though biblical law is going to be obviously more severe, the rabbis were stricter with respect to the rabbinic law. And the rabbi said, with respect to the rabbinic law, says Rav, that you're not allowed to even put something down in this Makom Patur. And so therefore, he would not even allow you to carry something up from each courtyard into this small space in between. And we see from here that some under certain circumstances, when it comes to rabbinic law, because rabbinic law is our lifeblood, it's the way we have this tradition, is all by following the rabbinic law. So therefore, the rabbis said, it's under certain circumstances, we have to be even stricter by rabbinic law than even by biblical law. This is the fundamental, powerful idea. Chachamim asu chizuk u'divrayim yoser mishal Torah. The rabbis established more chizuk, more strengthening for their words, even more than the words of the Torah.